Welcome to Mammon Audio. Our correspondent Paul writes, "This happened to me when I was 14 years old. I used to play football and other games with two brothers who lived quite close by. I had known them since the age of 10 and we played together, especially in the summer holidays, when this incident took place. I should also mention that the boy's mother was a very strict lady. She was always very pleasant to me but never hesitated to punish her sons if they did anything wrong. I found her a bit scary and tended to keep away from her. Anyway, one summer afternoon we were playing football in their garden, quite late in the afternoon, when the football hit the greenhouse by accident, breaking a pane of glass. My two friends were called back into the house. I went home and thought no more about the incident until I met up with the brothers the following morning. They told me that they both had their bottoms spanked by their mother, and I think they would have disclosed more details about their punishment, but another of our friends turned up, and they said no more about it. We carried on playing, not football this time, until suddenly the brother's mother appeared. She took me to one side and said she would like to speak to me indoors. I duly followed her inside. She then explained that both her sons had been given smacked bottoms for playing football yesterday afternoon in the garden and breaking a pane of glass. She added that she thought it only right that I should also be punished, as I was the one who had kicked the ball. She asked me if I agreed with her, and I had little choice but to do so. She then said that she could either speak to my parents about the incident or deal with me herself. I thought about this for a minute. I didn't really want my parents involved, so I agreed to take my punishment from her. The house the family lived in was huge. The boy's grandparents occupied the ground floor, and the two parents and the boys on the first and second floors. The boy's mother took me by the arm and led me into the lounge, where she told me to remove my jeans. At that point, the phone rang and she went to answer it, leaving me to undo my jeans and take them off. It was a family rule that no outdoor shoes were allowed in the house, so I was eventually left there standing in just my t-shirt and underpants. As you might imagine, I was feeling very vulnerable and nervous by that point. Then, all of a sudden, things were made 10 times worse as the other three boys came into the room to see where I was. I assumed that once the brother's mother came back from her phone call she would send them away so I could be punished privately. So it was a big shock that when she came back, the mother told the other three boys to go into the kitchen and began leading me there by the arm. I tried to protest, but she told me that she never punished her own boys in private and wasn't going to start now with me. When we got to the kitchen, I saw that an upright chair had been placed in the center of the room. She told me to kneel on the seat and hold the back of the chair. She said that as I was the eldest, she would both spank my bottom with her hand and give me 6 strokes of the slipper. Having made sure I was hold on to the chair correctly, she then proceeded to slide my underpants down to my knees and began to spank my bare bottom. She had a hard hand which stung a lot, and she was obviously very used to spanking naughty children. However, she was having a problem with my t-shirt, which was quite long and kept getting in the way of my bottom. After a few smacks, she ordered me off the chair and instructed me to put my hands up. As soon as I had done so, she pulled my t-shirt up and off over my head. As I moved back towards the chair, my pants fell to my ankles and they ended up on the kitchen floor as well. So now I was totally naked, having my bare bottom very well spanked, and I was soon quite tearful, big boy as I was. Finally, the spanking stopped. She took off one of her slippers and gave me 6 of the best with it. That really did hurt, and I began to cry properly. When she was finally satisfied I had been sufficiently punished, she told me to get off the chair. She took me by the arm again and led me back into the lounge, where I was put in a corner to gather my thoughts and compose myself. After a few minutes of standing there naked with a very sore bottom, the mother came back into the lounge, carrying my clothes. As I restored my modesty, she asked me whether I thought I had deserved what she'd given me. I blushed, but couldn't help but agree with her. I finished getting dressed, and went back out to play with the others.